what are the mistakes when drafting judgments for fixed dollar awards?
So the default under the law is a 50% division of the community property interest, which adjusts for gains and losses from date of separation until the date of transfer. But oftentimes, parties in the interest of global settlement agreement don't go with that default agreement. They just say, you know, move 50 grand from point A to point B and let's call it a day. And that's fair enough. Okay. Certainly that's that, you know, if that is the agreement that you make to get a clean break from your ex, perfectly fine. But where the mistake is made is you don't clarify the terms of that agreement. So unfortunately, there are two cases in the state of California that came to completely different results. There is the Janes case out of, you know, Hemet, California, that was in 2017. And then there was the Heggy case that came out of Orange County, California in 2002. So in the Janes case, the wife in that case agreed to a dollar amount of $113,392 from husband's 401k in 2010. And the parties delayed getting the quadro done. And in 2014, she wanted to do a quadro. And by that time, the funds in the account that in husband's name had significantly gone up. Well, the problem was the judgment didn't say whether or not wife should get her gains. Husband, of course, his argument was, well, if you wanted gains, you should have said it. It didn't say anything about gains, so you just said the dollar amount, so that's what you should get. And wife argument was, well, it's a 401k. Obviously, we all know that there are gains in 401ks. And the judge in that case concluded that he agreed with wife. We all know that 401ks have gains and losses, and so in 2010, when you made the agreement for the $113,392, that's the day the money became wife's. And so wife's money was invested inside the stock market, inside husband's 401k in March of 2010. And it went up and down with the stock market, just like husband's account. Husband's investments, the rest of whatever was in the account, went up and down with the stock market. And you know, husband should not be able to keep the gains off of wife's money. And that was the conclusion of the Janes case. Now, the Heggy case, a little bit different facts, slightly. They still agreed to a fixed sum of money. One of the investments was in some tech stock that just did wildly well over the period of a six-month period. And just like the Janes case, wife in that case wanted her gains. In this case, the judge came to a different conclusion, however. The judge said essentially to wife, well, you know, if that tech stock had crashed and gone down, you wouldn't be in here asking me to apply the losses off of that dollar amount that you and your ex agreed to. So you can't have your cake and eat it too, essentially, is what the court said. You can't wait to see if the stock market goes down or up. And then if it goes down, I just want my fixed sum of money. I don't want any of the losses off my money. And if it goes up, oh, I definitely want the gains on my money. Okay? And so the distinguishing feature between the Janes and the Heggy case seems to be the passage of time. In one case, there was a four-year period of time. In the other case, there was a, you know, there was a six-month period of time. And so, as a quadro attorney, myself and my colleagues, you know, the problem becomes we don't wear black robes. So where is that line? Is it 7 months, 8 months, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years? You know, and it's not fair to put us in this role where we're calling the shots of whether or not gains and losses should be applied. So to avoid that cluster, that problem, a better practice would be just say whether you want gains and losses applied And if you want gains and losses applied, put down the date. As of when? As of the date your forensic accountant did all the calculations? As of the date of separation? As of the date of judgment? Specify in your judgment how much money is awarded to the former spouse, and as of what date, and then specify that gains and losses are to be applied. Or if you don't want that, if you just want, you know, 50 grand out the door, move from point A to point B, then say that. Say, this shall not adjust, this award of $50,000 shall not adjust for gains and losses. And then it's clear, the agreement is clear. Because there's two different interpretations of this under the law. If you just make it clear, you don't end up having this discussion, this problem in your case.